Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The plight that is the Carolina Panthers. We'll have a conversation about that coming up with their owner, David Tepper. The punishment, $300,000 for throwing a drink on Jacksonville fans. And I maintain $300,000 is not how you punish a billionaire. Don't let him go to the game for a few games. Then you'll really punish him. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. The stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We will get to phone calls coming up. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. Could Bill Belichick be fired next Monday? Black Monday. 5 days from now. Could Bill Belichick be fired? Like all the other coaches, you know, Ron Rivera, some of these other coaches
Arthur
probably.
Blank.
Yeah, they're going to be losing their jobs. And Bill Belichick's name would be lumped in there.
I mean, they made their decision, right? Germany was the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. Wasn't there something like that?
Yeah, I still don't understand why winning a game in Germany was your Super Bowl this year.
I mean, they have heritage there. There's family from Germany. It's really embarrassing for them.
Yeah.
This is really it.
This is the most important game. Let's beat the Commanders in Germany. Yes. We did it. We come back conquering heroes. We came back from afar. We won. Come on, Patriots. Let's celebrate. Yes, Paul.
I looked it up, by the way. Super Bowl in German is Super Bowl.
Oh, that's how it's pronounced?
Back to you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Poll question from hour one, and then what we're going to use with hour two. Our good buddy Ryan Lee from NFL Network will join us coming up next hour here in the Man Cave. Yes, Seton.
We have up there, Dan, which AFC team still in the playoff hunt do you want to see in the playoffs?
Want.
Yes.
Okay.
You have the Jaguars, Bills, Colts, Texans, Steelers.
All right.
Right now, 54% of the audience have the Bills, followed by Texans, Jags, Colts, and Steelers very much in last place.
Oh, wow. All right.
I'm surprised by the Steelers. Colts, not so much.
Nobody wants to see Mason Rudolph?
Or even just at least the brand of the Steelers is so strong. I would think that people would naturally go towards that, you know?
Maybe you're a Steeler fan. You're like, no, we don't want to see any more of that this year. But Mason Rudolph, is he like the younger Joe Flacco? Do you think that maybe Mason Rudolph destined to be the next Joe Flacco? You know, DeMar Hamlin was going to be comeback player of the year. Is he still comeback player of the year?
He odds-wise, he is. I think I got to check. I think he only played one play this season that would make him eligible. I don't know if there's any eligibility rules.
But what about Joe Flacco? Well,
Joe Flacco right now is second in the odds for comeback player of the year. And there's quite a debate on social media about this because DeMar Hamlin, as great as the story is, hasn't really played football this year, which I don't know is if you even need to be eligible. He did play a play.
I can't get too argumentative about comeback player of the year that one guy came back from death and just suited up.
Couch or death.
Yes. And Joe Flacco came back from being on the couch.
I mean, Jesus is ready to play 3 days later.
Yeah.
And so,
much less comfortable on a couch.
If that's the baseline.
If you're Joe Flacco, I don't know if you want to win this award. Because you go up to get it, you're like, well, it was really tough staying at home with my millions of dollars and my family, but I overcame it to play for the Browns.
Yeah.
Sorry, DeMar.
Yeah. But it's like, I think Steve Stricker, a golfer, won comeback player of the year back-to-back years on the PGA Tour.
Chad Pennington won comeback player of the year twice, I think.
Oh, okay.
Quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. Coming back from adversity. Hey, I came back from adversity. What was it? I was on the couch and nobody was calling me. What about you? Well, I was dead. Oh, okay. I guess you win. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. By the way, Sunday night, the NFL season finale. It's the Bills and the Dolphins. Nobody wants to face the Bills when they get in the postseason. If they get in the postseason, the AFC East title is on the line. 7 Eastern, NBC and Peacock. I said that the Spurs had the most alley-oops this year. Oops. Oops on me, Todd.
Alley-oops, I see. All right.
The Spurs are tied for 10th. The Hornets.
That's not even close.
I know. No, they've set a record.
That's not even close.
They have more alley-oops this year than they had all of last year.
Yay. Oh, that's what.
That's it. The team that has the most alley-oops. Yeah, I never would have gotten this one. The Hornets, then the Hawks, Mavs, Nets, Nugs, Timberwolves. Right. So it was me. I just wanted to make sure I cleaned up that mess here. Yes, Marvin.
Oh, so I was right.
Did I guess you say the Hornets?
I said Timberwolves.
Yeah, but you didn't get the Hornets or the Hawks, and they were 1-2.
The Hornets have the most alley-oops? Who are they throwing the ball to?
That's why I said I'm surprised.
LaMelo Ball. Okay.
All right. So 58. Then it's them and then. Never mind. Okay. Nobody cares about alley-oops. Yes, Paul.
I have an update on the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year award. Mm-hmm. The ballot says, quote, the rationale for the award is, quote, a player who shows perseverance in overcoming adversity in the form of not being in the NFL the previous year, a severe injury, or simply poor performance. That is your voting rationale.
Okay.
It doesn't say you have to play a certain amount of plays or be an all-pro or anything like that.
Okay. I would say DeMar Hamlin would be your comeback player of the year.
Yeah, he was on a roster, though. Joe Flacco, his career was in flux.
Hamlin was almost on no roster, if you know what I mean.
He was on the big roster in the sky.
Yeah.
He was on the big guy's roster.
Yes, he was.
For like 2 minutes.
Yes. Practice squad.
He was brought in for a workout, actually, though. He was rejected, really, when you think about it.
You think it got up to heaven?
And they were like, nah.
No.
Not ready. Back to the practice squad.
Just here for a workout. Yeah. All right, you're good. Why don't you go back?
Just in case Micah Hyde gets hurt, you can come.
Yes, you can.
Go ahead.
All right, so some of the headlines here. We talked about David Tepper. The NFL, God, this is so passive-aggressive, sent a video to teams to remind the linemen how to report as eligible. Is somebody going to send a video to the NFL officials to remind them of how to call that correctly? That'd be great. That'd be great if the Detroit linemen sent a video to that refereeing crew. Hey, this is just a reminder on how to call this properly. Did the NFL send a video to David Tepper on how not to throw a drink on fans there? This is what you do, David, when you're frustrated. Put that down and act like a grown-up. Let's see. Caitlin Clark dropped 40 last night, game winner on Michigan State. Let's see. So poll question, Seton, for hour two. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick here in a moment.
Well, we could do... well, I just put up this one, so we're going to stick with that for a minute. But we could go NFC team in the playoff hunt that you want to see make the playoffs.
Okay.
Bucks, Packers, Seahawks, Saints, Vikings, Falcons.
I'm going to say the Packers. I think Jordan Love is, as the kids like to say, balling out. I think he's played really, really well.
There should be a rule that if your coach is on the verge of getting fired, you're not allowed to make the playoffs. I mean, it's very possible the Saints end up with a new coach.
Could be.
It's very possible the Vikings end up with a new coach. The Falcons are probably ending up with a new coach. You can't be in the playoffs and have it fire your coach.
The Vikings won't have a new coach. Kevin O'Connell.
He's in?
Just got there. The Bears with Matt Eberflus. Does he get fired? Arthur Smith with the Falcons. Ron Rivera. Josh McDaniels already been fired. Frank Reich has been fired. Brandon Staley's been fired. Is Bill Belichick on that list? Should he be on that list? Here is Bill Belichick talking about his, well, not talking. He's talking about not talking about his past or his future.
Whatever success I have had, I've tried to go about my job the same way every week. Win, lose, good years, bad years, whatever they are, you know, just each week. Get ready to go for that week. Do the best you can to help your team win. And after that game, move on to the next one. And at the end of the season, that's the end of the season. But on a week-to-week basis, I mean, I don't want to spend time or get caught up in, you know, what happened 5 years ago or what's going to happen 2 years from now or, you know, I mean, a bunch of other random stuff. So just working on the Jets. Yeah, I'm committed to the team that I'm coaching right now. The players that are here, they deserve my best every day, and that's what I'm going to give them.
All righty. And coach, is he coaching his last game as a Patriot head coach against the Jets? And they have the third pick right now. How can they screw this up? If they win, they're guaranteed of getting a quarterback here. If it's Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Drake May, they're guaranteed. You have a quarterback here. How do they screw this up? Paulie?
Chicago Bears have the number one pick, and they can't lose it from the Carolina trade. Washington Commanders right now are 4-12 and have the number two pick based off strength of schedule. It's just a hair different than the New England Patriots. It could flip-flop this weekend depending how things play out.
So, well, let's say the Patriots won.
If the Patriots win.
And Commanders lost.
The Patriots draft pick would go down to 6. They could go from 3 to 6 with a win.
If they win.
Yes.
If the Commanders win against the Cowboys.
Same deal. They would go to about 5 or 6.
Oh,
the Giants are in play there.
You know, the Washington job is quietly an attractive job. First of all, great fan base, new ownership there, and they'll figure this out. You got a top three draft pick. Sam Howell, I haven't felt, was a franchise quarterback, but you don't have any money invested in him. And Ron Rivera is probably going to be fired. You can go in there. Kind of a clean slate. You have a couple of players that, you know, skill position players. But I think Washington's kind of a sneaky great job. Get that third pick. Let's say you get Jaden Daniels. By the way, you're going to hear Jaden Daniels 1, Caleb Williams 2, Drake May, or you'll hear Drake May 1, you'll hear Jaden Daniels 2, Caleb Williams. Get ready for that for the next couple of months. But all it is speculation. Because until the scouts get there, put their hands on them, get to see them in person, talk to them in person, have them go to a big board where they tell them, hey, this is the play. Dial it up here. You know, draw it up here for us. To be able to do the measurables and the medicals, that's really what's important. Anything else is just speculation. And NFL teams will tell you that. Until you get that chance to go and see them in person, that personality, how they answer a question, are they on time, what do their teammates say about them? I mean, there's so much that's involved in this and goes into the process there. But anybody who's going to tell you Caleb Williams is going to go number one and they're assured of that, I would doubt that. I would highly doubt that because I don't think anybody knows right now. Jaden Daniels is going to get a lot more attention. So here's Caleb Williams for the last 2 years. So he's been there, the number one pick. Now, all of a sudden, maybe not the number one pick. Or Drake May. You know, we have people who've been on this show who love Michael Penix Jr. III. By the way, Michael Irvin, We love Irv. His player comp for Michael Penix Jr. III, he had Michael Vick. Okay. Black left-handed quarterback, and then it stops there. Because Michael Vick, I mean, Michael Penix Jr. is not a runner. But now he is saying, Mike is talking about how the ball comes off Michael Penix's hand and Michael Vick's hand. Okay. That's not really a player comp. That's your motion is similar to. I want to know, who is Michael Penix? You know, is there a player comp? Is he a Steve Young type? Well, Steve Young could run. You know, is he Tua? Are we going to go, you know, go down the left-handed quarterback lane? I mean, sometimes it feels like Tua is struggling to get that ball downfield. And I don't know. I mean, Penix looked wonderful. I mean, that's what you want. Big game came up, 73% completion, going against a defense that doesn't give up those kind of passes, those yards. You know, but you're going to hear a lot about that. Going to hear a lot about that with these quarterbacks, and somebody may have insight. You know, if you're Chicago, do you want to get a guy like Drake May because of the weather? Chicago, you know, would draft sometimes because you're playing in the elements there. You know, Caleb Williams, here's the knock, at least from my NFL source. He tries to make a big play, a highlight every play. And you can't do that in the NFL. Just ask Josh Allen. Drake May, how much of a leader was he? You know, he's got all the intangibles. He looks like a quarterback, you know. He's built like a quarterback. But nobody held him accountable for that team being, what, a little better than average this year? And then Jaden Daniels was like, oh, that's right, he won the Heisman. But he was injured, didn't play in a bowl game. And all of a sudden, now people are realizing just how, I mean, Jaden Daniels had probably one of the top 10 seasons in college football history. But we kind of view him and go, oh, yeah, that guy, he runs around a lot. I think it hurt they didn't make the playoffs, but he is a great talent. But you had to see him. He was also at Arizona State. You know, Bo Nix. Bo Nix is, well, you know, what happened at Oregon that didn't happen at Auburn? You know, you're just going to get a lot of these questions that come up. And it's fun this, you know, time of year, or certainly after the Super Bowl, this speculation, because of the importance. Look at Carolina. If you said to that owner right now, hey, you can have C.J. Stroud, and you can have Bryce Young. He's taking C.J. Stroud. If you gave him a do-over, but they failed him, they failed Bryce Young. That was malpractice. You gave up a lot, you got rid of everybody, and then you just throw this kid out there. And it looks like he's in over his head. And rightfully so. He shouldn't be out there right now. Yes, Mark.
This is the Deshaun Watson thing, where it's like, wait, nobody saw what C.J. Stroud did against Georgia? It was. I'm still flabbergasted by, there's a debate?
I just said, I just watched that tape against the best defense in college football, and he looked incredible. So when you go, well, I don't know, can he read defenses? Can he, you know, process at the line of scrimmage? You know, all this nonsense. Can you play the position? Yes, Mark.
Eight of those guys on Georgia now play for the Eagles. Yes, he can do it against the NFL defense. What are you talking about?
And they have a winner, and you're in. You know, we have, I think, five teams win and in scenario. All right, we'll check in with the Panthers. We'll check in with Scott Fowler. He covers the Carolina Panthers. He gets the opportunity to answer the phone call whenever Carolina does something stupid. So Scott Fowler, he will join us. Scott, it's Todd Fritz. Yeah, what do we do now? Well, we'd like to talk to you about your owner. So Scott's going to join us. Yes, Marv.
It's like him and Dean Blandino.
Yeah.
We're not calling for anything good.
Yeah. Hey, Dean, I'm going to talk about the officials. Oh, great. Let's take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Well, it's Scott Fowler time. Charlotte Observer, sports columnist. He's been doing it since 1994 and had some things to say about David Tepper, the Carolina Panthers owner, fined $300,000. And as Scott says, will he take the punishment to heart? Scott, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. I heard what you said earlier, and I am realizing I only come on your show when bad things are happening.
Yeah. Let me go back to the incident. When you first saw it, what was your reaction?
Oh, gosh. When I first saw it, I guess I just dropped my head like, oh, man, this is, here we go. Here goes the next 3 days of my life dealing with this. And it's been about 3 days now. So I was not, you know, terribly surprised because, as we call them around here, Tepper tantrums, they do occur. But this was a different type. It was far more public and just a silly thing to do.
What did you think of the punishment?
Not enough, I thought. I thought the fine, I mean, Bud Adams, as you may have mentioned, was fined $250,000 in 2009 for shooting the bird twice. And 14 years later, I feel like inflation should have upped that. Plus, I think this is more personal Dan, in my Southern vernacular here, I would call such an incident just plain nasty. That was not cool. I mean, especially in the post-COVID era, to throw a drink that presumably has germs on it and stuff in the direction of some people. So I thought more like, as I wrote in the column, I thought more like $1 million might have been a nice round number here.
I just kept thinking, if you want to punish a billionaire, don't let him go play with his toys. You just say you can't go to the game, because $300,000 is a lot to everybody in America, but to a guy worth $20 billion, I would embarrass him. I would give him a timeout, and so I thought he got off, you know, with slap on the wrist with $300,000.
That's a good point. The suspension, I wondered about that too, Dan. So you think he should have been? I really thought they were going to probably suspend him for one game. And yeah, you know, I think he's embarrassed anyway, because I will say this about Dave Tepper. He likes to consider himself a man of the people. He likes to think of himself as the billionaire next door, as a guy who you might have a drink with, as opposed to somebody who's going to toss a drink on someone. I think he likes that perception. And so this has hurt, I think, the embarrassment. It's been embarrassing for the Panthers to have this sort of thing dominate the news cycle for a day or two, but certainly a suspension would have hurt even more.
Why not get this out earlier? Why not the team and Tepper right away? Like, why are we waiting 2 days for this? And it's not an apology that he put out. He doesn't.
No, it's not.
I mean, he didn't learn anything from this. And yes, he might be embarrassed. When you blame your passion, Scott. So your passion is the reason why all of a sudden we go, okay. It's like when Andy Pettit was using steroids. He said, why? I wanted to get back and help my team. Well, okay. Everybody gets to use steroids. I mean, Tepper, whoever the PR people, they tried to sneak this one by the goalie.
Yeah, I have no idea why. Two things. One, that the word apology wasn't contained in this three-sentence statement. He said he had regret, but he didn't apologize to anyone or just say, I'm sorry. America loves to forgive people. We've all seen that. I mean, but the road to forgiveness begins with saying, hey, man, I really messed this up. I am sorry. And then, you know, secondly, I just think it may be some the deep passion thing. You think about it the other way. A lot of fans are deeply passionate. So what would happen if a fan took a drink and threw it on a player, an owner, or anything?
Yeah.
A lot worse than this.
Scott Fowler covers the Carolina Panthers, been a sports columnist in Charlotte since 1994. Finish this. If the Carolina Panthers had the number one pick in the draft this year, they would do what?
Probably trade it for assets. I mean, I don't think they'd draft, you know, Caleb Williams or something. I think, of course, the new coach will have a lot to say about this, that they're going to be sold on Bryce Young at least for one more year. Of course, they've traded it away to Chicago. But what they really need, if they were going to use it, Dan, they might, you know, if they had it hypothetically, Marvin Harrison or something.
Okay.
I mean, they need weapons so badly here. They never score any points. They got shut out last week. I mean, it's been a horrendous year in a lot of ways. Take out the drinks and everything else, they're just a bad, boring offense.
But if you're looking at this team right now as they move forward, is this a place where a coach wants to, like, would Bill Belichick want to have this kind of owner?
I don't think so.
Or Jim Harbaugh want to have this kind of owner?
Harbaugh and the Teppers talked last year, at least through intermediaries. So maybe. But, you know, you'd certainly think the plum here is wherever you can go coach Justin Herbert, a valued talent and an obvious NFL star. Here you got to be sold not only on Dave Tepper, you got to be sold on Bryce Young, because that's the quarterback they're going to give you. So on a rookie contract, make it work, you know. So if you're Ben Johnson or somebody – and you know they've fired, Dan, three different coaches in 6 years in the middle of the season. Three times that's happened. Ron Rivera, Matt Rhule, Frank Reich this year. So that's, I think, really the real sticking point. If I were a coach, I'd be like, I don't want that stain on my resume. I got to have some time. I got to have some guarantees.
When Christian McCaffrey was traded, what was the local reaction in Carolina?
The local reaction was – mixed. Of course, people love McCaffrey, and there's still a lot of 22 jerseys in the stands here in Charlotte every Sunday. But I tell you what, Christian McCaffrey was very beloved here, and one thing people did say a lot was, good for Christian McCaffrey. Body's getting out. It's like he'd been released from Shawshank or something. You know? And boy, has he never, you know, I know he's sitting out this week, but he's never been hurt. Ever since he's left, he's had the best stretch of his career. So, I mean, people are happy here, I suppose, for Christian. But that, DJ Moore, I mean, those were their two best weapons. They're both having career years in other places this year.
All right, let's take a bet. Do I get a hold of Scott Fowler before the start of next season? Will there be a reason? Marvin, you say yes. Todd?
No doubt.
Okay. Well, no doubt. Paulie?
I like Scott, but I think the owner's going to go silent for a few months. I'm going to say no.
Okay. Seton, what do you think? Do I get a hold of Scott Fowler before the start of next season?
I believe we do. Yes.
Okay. I do too, Scott.
Well, that's, I guess, reassuring.
Well, you know something bad's going to happen.
Well, I'm your man for that.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
That's Scott Fowler, Charlotte Observer sports columnist since 1994. And you got to have a sense of humor there. You know, as a beat writer, you would love that there's something to write about. Like, you want your team to be interesting. Doesn't mean that they're good, but you want them to be interesting. You can be extreme, either really good or really bad. Yeah, Marv.
I think around draft time, the Panthers do something incredibly dumb, and we call Scott.
You mean like last year?
Oh, exactly.
I like how there's this debate going on in Chicago. Do they keep Justin Fields? And I was like, I would say no, because you have to factor in, how much am I going to pay? When am I going to pay Justin Fields? Fifth-year option? Then I got to pay him if I franchise him. That's the part of the equation that normally you would just go, let's look at the talent. Is he a franchise quarterback? And is he the right quarterback for this team? I'd still love to see Justin Fields in Atlanta. I just think that offense, wasn't used correctly, but they do have a lot of talent there. And I'd love to see him go in there. Russell Wilson, maybe with a team like that, is a possibility. But I like Justin Fields, but he's not the quarterback for my team. I like watching him. I'm entertained by him. But it feels like they got some momentum here with that. I just have to factor in the economics here of, do I want to spend that kind of money? It's like Dallas. You're going to spend $60 million on Dak Prescott. Top 10 quarterback, $60 million. Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons will be the highest paid defensive player. He'll get $30 million a year. Then you're going to have C.D. Lamb. C.D. Lamb is going to want $20 million. So now you got $60 million Dak, $30 million Micah, $20 million. So you're at $110 million, give or take a dollar or two, for the Dallas Cowboys. Because these players have been successful. And now you're going to have to pay for that. And that's why when I go to Justin Fields, is he going to be worth that money? Or do we take Caleb Williams and reset the clock with our rookie quarterback? Or do we take Drake May or Jaden Daniels? Is Matt Eberflus going to keep the job? It seems like he is. And then is he going to say, hey, you know, let's keep Justin Fields, which he probably will. Coach isn't worried about the money. Coach is worried about who's going to be his quarterback there. But if you're Chicago, do you trade away that number one pick? Do you trade? You know what? Somebody told me this yesterday. And I said, what is Justin Fields worth? They said, maybe a third round pick. And I go, a third round pick? Paulie said he saw a second round pick. And maybe it's, you know, like multiple picks for Justin Fields. But, you know, you are getting somebody that you're going to have to pay. And I would, it just feels like, unless there's somebody who comes along and you go, I can't pass up on that guy. Like, that guy is too good, that there's always going to be another quarterback and another. So you could have five quarterbacks taken in the first round, at least four. I don't know if Michael Penix goes in the first round. Seems like he would. But I'm going to have Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, at least five. And you get 2 years. It's like you got a 2-year lease on your car. And then you just trade it back in. They gave Justin Fields three. You know, Danny Dimes got more time than he should have. But it's now 2 years, like Bryce Young. This next year, now it gets really important for him. Because what happens is when you aren't successful and then they bring in another quarterback, now you get, you know, pushed down the totem pole a little bit. Now you start the process of, I got to go to another team to try to become a starter again. And there are a lot of quarterbacks who have done that. You know, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith has done this, where the quarterbacks go, okay, didn't work out here. Let me go some other place. Ryan Tannehill did that. And that might happen to, you know, these quarterbacks here, this draft class. All right, a couple of phone calls here. Brandon in Rochester. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, bud.
Just wanted to call in today. I didn't get a chance to get in yesterday to give best of the week, and then I got an idea for some merchandise.
Okay.
So best of the week. Last week, my wife, Sarah, and I welcomed Grace Margaret McKnight into the world.
Weighing in at
7 pounds, 4 ounces, measuring 20 and a half inches.
All right. Got the height and weight bell there.
There you go. So idea for merchandise was came about yesterday when you guys were talking about a possible onesie. Obviously swapping a bunch of those out right now. So idea for the onesie, maybe Krappensburg State could get involved to help pay for some of the production. DP onesie would be perfect if it was just Shad of the Day.
Shad of the Day. Bop, bop, bop. Shad of the Day. Thank you, Brandon, and congratulations on little Gracie being born there. How about that? Seat in a Krappensburg State onesie.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello. Jeremy in Tennessee. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Long time, first time. 57185. So, a couple quick things. First, I heard on another show this morning that in Joe Flacco's few games with the Browns, has more touchdowns than Kenny Pickett does in his career.
we can check on that.
Yeah, and then also, I have a pie of the face bet, preferably for Marvin, being the resident Niners fan. But any takers, I believe that the Ravens and Niners are both eliminated in the divisional round of the playoffs.
All right. Marvin, you want a piece of that?
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. You got to take her there, Jeremy. Pie to the face. Marvin's signed up for that one.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's a hot take on Jeremy's part. Very hot. James in Colorado. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. First time, long time, 6 foot, holiday-induced 215. Happy New Year to you and the Danettes and even Fritzy. Hey, just a quick comment. Your discussion about Joe Flacco and comeback player of the year eligibility brought up a funny memory to me. Hey, remember years ago on the ESPYs, they had a comeback player of the award and a comeback player of the year, and Bill Murray was the presenter.
No, I was on stage with him, James.
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing me. But yeah, we were at the ESPYs. I'll take it from here, James, since you didn't realize that I was up there for that magic with Bill Murray. Michael Jordan got comeback player of the year, I think, coming back from baseball to basketball. Monica Seles got stabbed on a tennis court at a tennis event. And Michael Jordan won. Even Bill Murray's like, we can't hand this out to him. Like, Monica got stabbed. And so here's Michael coming on via satellite, or now it's called Zoom, but we're handing him comeback player of the year because he came back from baseball. Monica Seles got stabbed by a fan
on the court.
Yes,
on like mid
reach out. She was sitting and stabbed her in the back. Mike came back from baseball,
and the reasons why he went to baseball are questionable.
Yes, yes, yes.
He may have been forced to go to baseball.
Yes,
he stabbed the Bulls in the back for a season and a half.
Oh, those ESPYs. we'd hand out these awards. If somebody showed up, we'd come up with an award. And here's the award for the guy who wasn't going to get an award, and the winner is. We were trying to make it like real and valid and important, and then it just kind of devolved into silly stuff. Oh my God. Yes, Todd.
I will say the transition from baseball back to basketball, you know, can't be overstated.
No?
I mean, it's a totally different muscle grouping. You have to retrain your body.
Yeah.
You know, the whole stabbing thing, but.
Yeah. You imagine Monica Seles gets word that she's nominated for an ESPY. Now, granted, back then it didn't mean as much. So
that's what she said to her. Get rid of the pain.
Honor to be nominated.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when she realizes that she's lost to Michael Jordan. Wait a minute. Wait. What did he come back
for? Somebody made that decision.
Yes, they did.
Somebody was like, I think we got to do Jordan.
I have an idea who made that decision. And it might have been more of a collective. But I just remember when we were talking about it, and then Bill Murray handing out the award with me, he goes, we can't do this. And even when Michael, congratulations, comeback player of the year. You're going, oh my God. Yeah, we did it. We did it. Take a break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you can also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Have you watched Denzel Washington in The Equalizer? There's three of those movies. Third one just came out. And see, that's easy viewing for me in the afternoon. You know, when you're done with the show, take a nap, get up, and you just go, let me veg out for a little while. That's the kind of movie where you go, all right, I'm good. Go ahead, Denzel. But there's some blood in there. There's some violence in there with Denzel. And then he'll always go, I'm going to give you 10 seconds. And then he sets his clock, and then somebody's going to be in trouble after that. But he's in Sicily this time for Equalizer 3 with Denzel Washington. Yes, Mark?
It's the black version of Taken, where it's an unassuming older guy that will rip your head off if you try him.
And that was the original name. Instead of Equalizer, they were going to go with
the Black Taken.
Black version of Taken.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I just checked.
Yep.
I will find you. What is it, Todd? What's
I will hunt you down. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Sometimes I just like to go and watch and see the titles for movies with Liam Neeson, John Travolta, and Morgan Freeman, and Nicolas Cage. Because it feels like they're in one out of every four movies that comes out. It'd be like, oh, wow, you're in that one. Oh, okay, you're in that one. Liam Neeson, action hero. It's good. But Denzel, Equalizer 3, I got 30 minutes to go. I can never watch anything in one sitting. My wife goes, let's watch Maestro with Bradley Cooper. And I go, okay, but I won't watch all of it. She goes, all right, well, we'll watch it in increments. So we watched like 38 minutes, and then it was 42 minutes, and now I got to clean up the rest here with Bradley Cooper and Maestro. Yes, Paul.
So Liam Neeson is now on to the sequels of the past 15 years of these action movies he's fallen into. Run All Night 2 is coming, is in pre-production.
Of course it is.
Yeah, Run All Night was...
Yeah, there were some questions left over.
Okay, Ice Road 2, Road to the Sky.
Yes!
Finally some good news.
I like it.
And then
it's a prequel, too, which is fun.
Yeah, pre-Ice Road 2, Road to the Sky. Thug, one word, but I think we get the point.
Is he the new Steven Seagal?
Three-word movies with action? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a higher end.
A higher end Steven Seagal.
Yeah, because he's got acting.
Is
serious
that
acting.
Possible? Wow.
And then there's another movie in post-production, Cold Storage, which is coming out in 2024.
Yeah.
Do you want the bio of Cold Storage?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see if I can get it. Right. A fungus stored in a government facility gets out.
Wait, a fungus?
Yeah. Gets out and wreaks havoc on the world. Cold Storage.
A fungus. Man, we're a long way from Rob Roy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, no, Schindler's List.
Long time from Michael Collins.
Yeah.
Ice Road 2.
Yeah, but he's making a boatload of money, I'm guessing, with this.
Liam Neeson goes to Nepal to sprinkle his brother's ashes on Mount Everest. His mountain guide come up upon a bunch of mercenaries and so on and so forth.
Oh, all right.
That's cool. I'll watch that.
Some movies I watch just for the scenery. Like, I don't really care about the storyline, but I'm like, the mountains look great. I'll just watch this.
Steve in Portland. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
What up, DP? What up, guys? Happy New Year. Third or fourth time. 10-year long time. 5'10", 190. Dropping quickly with my wife going with a dry January. Not a damp January, dry January. So, anyhow, the greatest, most underrated quote in show history from DP himself. Paulie, I'm sure you'll remember this, but one day a couple years ago, some callers were giving Fritzy grief about his content and everything he says, his jokes and everything. And Dan got a little testy. And Dan, you said, and I quote, Fritzy has given this program more content than everyone else on this show combined.
Yeah. I didn't say good content, but I did say content. And that's true. You are a supplier of content, and content is king. And I love that. A lot of shows are trying to create a character like you. I didn't create you.
That was not a creation.
No, it's not.
And that's why I seek medical help and take some stuff.
Yeah, you don't. You're good right now.
I don't.
You're
in a good place. I take a multivitamin, though.
You're in a good... Although, my son goes, Dad, I feel bad for Fritzy. Like, does he take it personally? He was the least improved and the least valuable Danette. I said, I think Fritzy was just happy to win an award.
Just to be acknowledged in some way.
Okay.
My shell has gotten slightly harder over the years. Not a lot, but a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't... Like, my son, who has no sensitivity, and then here he is, he was like, he felt bad that we were singling you out. I go, yeah. Fritzy would rather have that than not have any awards.
I would agree with that. Next. It's all in love in some strange weird
not
way.
Not really.
It's not?
Not always.
And I'm just misinterpreting
always.
The whole
not
deal.
Not always. Final hour this Wednesday coming up. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.